Hello, everyone. This is Ade. Thank you so much for joining me and welcome back to Five Tree Christmas Podcast. Today, to welcome you back to the Christmas season, I thought I'd do a quick recap of my plot type system and of all of the ratings. So in case you'd like to find out what all of this means, stick around and hear what I've got. All right, so let's get this episode started by talking about the different plot types that I use to categorize these movies. First up, there is The Worker Bee. This is a story that is about a hardworking woman, usually from a big city, who goes to a small town or is thrown into some kind of magical situation, or she might live in a small town already, but she works too hard and she's not living her dream. And in each of these situations, you know, she bumps into some guy and he helps her through the magic of Christmas learn the true meaning of family and love and the season. And often this includes, her overcoming some city values or having some fiance or boyfriend who doesn't truly appreciate her. And she overcomes all of that to learn about the meaning of Christmas, family, and love. Sometimes this script gets reversed a bit, and sometimes it's the guy who's coming into a magical situation or a small town or whatever, learning about the, you know, true meaning of Christmas, family, and love. But generally speaking, you know, the worker bee plot is a really common one that we'll find. I think it's actually what people tend to think of as the most stereotypical version of a cheesy Christmas movie. And I call the worker bee plot type one, and look out for it this Christmas. Plot type two is single and going home. And this is a story that's about a woman who is usually afraid to return home without a partner because she's perpetually single. And so she does one of two things. She either does A, she rents or steals one, or B, she awkwardly meets her old flame or a friend, and they run into each other and rekindle their romance and friendship. In both of these scenarios, she falls in love with that person while she's home, and to everyone, especially usually her overbearing mother's joy, they end up together. This is another one of my favorite plot types. Type two movies where, you know, they play a fake relationship. These are often, you know, the movies that have the most shenanigans in them. I really, really like this plot type, and I'm excited to look out for some of these this season. The type three movie. I call this type The Scrooge. There are two variations of this plot. There's one where the woman is enthusiastic about Christmas and she teaches some grumpy Scrooge-like guy the true meaning of Christmas and family and love. And then in the reverse scenario, there is a man who teaches a woman the true meaning of Christmas, family, and love. So in either scenario, the two of them will fall in love and live happily ever after, or so we assume. This is another really common plot type in this genre, and it's a good one. So you'll find one of these three plots to be the most common on Hallmark and Lifetime. These are the plots that dominate those channels and this kind of a romance Christmas movie circuit. So I have a fourth plot type, and I don't know if you remember, but over the years, I've called type four plots just other, with no real description of what it is. And, you know, upon more thought over the last couple of years, I've come to the conclusion that there is actually a fourth official plot type. This is what I like to call the Save Christmas plot type. Type 4 movies, or Save Christmas movies, are movies where Christmas is in jeopardy for some reason. Maybe people don't believe anymore. Maybe Santa's in jeopardy. Something is wrong that's jeopardizing Christmas. And our key characters, our central characters, have to come together and figure out a plan to save the holiday season. So I'm no longer going to categorize type four movies as other. I'm going to call them Save Christmas and just stick by that, and we'll see how that plays out. Think of Elf, think of Noel or Klaus. All of these are type four movies that are about saving Christmas, even the Polar Express. Type four, Save Christmas. So now that we've done a recap of the different plot types, I wanted to briefly go over what all of the ratings mean. I give movies anything from 0 Christmas trees to 5 Christmas trees, and I wanted to go over what each of those mean. 0 Christmas trees is exactly what it sounds like. It's not a great movie. I think I've only ever given one movie 0 trees. It's called A Holiday Breakup, I believe. I saw it on Netflix. It means it's not good. It's a waste of your time. Avoid it like the plague. A 1 Christmas tree movie is not much better. I finished it. That means I didn't like it, but I finished it, and I wouldn't recommend it, and I wouldn't ever rewatch it. A Two Christmas Tree Movie is bad, but has some redeeming qualities. So it's a step up over something that's a complete waste of time. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend you go out of your way to watch it. I would never rewatch it. A movie with three Christmas trees means that it's fine. And I want to emphasize that these three tree Christmas movies are good. They're perfectly good. I think these movies are the average Christmas movie. You know, you turn on Hallmark, you turn on Lifetime, they're nothing too special. The plot's not particularly well done, but it's not offensive. It's not bad. They're just good. They have good acting. They have okay chemistry. The plot is fine. There's nothing too bad about it, but there are better ways to use your time. So three just means it's average. It's good. There's nothing too special there. So any movie that has more than three Christmas trees is something that I'd really recommend that you watch. If I give a movie a 3.5 or 4 Christmas tree out of 5 rating, that means that I think it's good. I think you should set your DVR. I'd encourage myself to rewatch it. I'd recommend it to my family and friends. A 3.5 to 4 Christmas tree movie is truly a good movie, and I'd probably rewatch it every Christmas. And then finally, a 5 Christmas tree movie is a movie that's great. It's, for me, and definitely in yearly holiday tradition watching territory, but also I might watch it not just at Christmas. A 5 Christmas tree movie is a movie that's genuinely great, and I enjoyed it. I might watch it in the fall or the spring or even the summer. It's a movie that I like and I like to watch, and that's what a 5 Christmas tree movie is. I did want to kind of add that there are different dimensions that I'm thinking about when I'm rating each of these movies, right? There are so many aspects of a movie that you can think about that can contribute to any one of these ratings in a positive or negative way. You know, first is plot. Is the plot original? Is it well thought out? Is it fun? That's the kind of thing that you're looking for when you're looking at the story. The acting, how did the actors portray those characters? Was there depth to them? Did you enjoy watching them act together? Also, the chemistry between the actors is incredibly important. A lot of these movies are romance movies, but even with the non-romantic relationships, how do they interact? Does it feel real? Do the sisters and brothers feel like real siblings? Do the parents feel like real parents? How do these relationships play out on screen? Those are the kinds of things that I'm looking for. Another aspect, and I talk about this quite a lot, is rewatchability. Do I, you know, with the plethora of things out there, want to come back and visit this movie again? There's so much content out there competing for our attention. And with all of that out there, you know, for me to want to rewatch a movie or recommend it to somebody means that, you know, that's a good thing. And so that factors into my ratings. And finally, there's this last aspect of surprise. You know, it's rare to be surprised and delighted by film and TV, by media generally these days. And so when a movie has that special magic, that ability to delight and surprise, that's really special, and that's something I take into consideration as well. So across these 5 things that I've talked about, plot, acting, chemistry, rewatchability, and that kind of umami, extra special feeling, those are the kinds of things that I'm thinking about when I go through my 1.5, 2.5, all the way up to 5 tree rating. All of those things are important. All of those things play a role, can factor into me rating a movie positively or negatively. So I hope that gives you some insight into how I rate movies. You know, we don't always have to agree, but I want you to understand my mindset, my point of view, when I'm giving my movies ratings. I'll be talking about each of these factors as we make our way through the holiday season. You know, plot is important, rewatchability, all of these things are key, but we'll also be having discussions like we did last year about people's jobs and life situations and how they're portrayed in the movies. And finally, we'll be talking quite a bit about diversity. Last year, you know, there was a bit of a scandal with Hallmark and how they dealt with some diversity-related commercials. So given that the year 2020 has been, you know, diversity has been in focus for a lot of people, a lot of networks, it'll be really interesting to see how it plays out. We've already seen some diversity in the lineups for Hallmark and Lifetime this year. And I believe also that, you know, the pressures of 2020 will show up in these movies. So it'll be interesting to see how everything plays out. And I'm excited to be discussing it with you and a few special guests. Mm-hmm. So that is it for our first episode back of season 2 of Five Tree Christmas. I hope you learned a lot about my rating system, my plot typology, and that you're excited for this upcoming season of Christmas movies. I'm really, really pumped to share it with you. I think it's going to be a good season, and that's all I have for you today. You can find me on Instagram at Five Tree Christmas or reach out to me by email at fivetreechristmas@gmail.com. I'm really excited to get going with the season, and here's to the next review.